This is Taking Charge of Your Health, a special series of our Health Matters programs. This is episode 4, wherein we explain how to create your personal plan for achieving better health.
People who use a personal trainer at the gym make progress. That's because coaching really helps. The information we have this week will help you to become your own coach.
It starts with the brain, where your inner coach lives, the brain that allows for change when you know how to work it. The brain that resists sudden change will willingly incorporate gradual change. It will physically rewire itself with the directives you gradually introduce, directives you've selected to improve your health.
Sometimes that means reframing the way you see things. If you think you can't exercise 30 minutes a day, well, you probably can't. But if you think you can probably do it if you try, then you will try and things will start to happen.
A good coach helps you find the things you can change and helps you work around the things you can't. Last week, you cleaned junk food and sweet treats out of the food cupboard and stocked up on healthy food. This week, you're going to look for other things in your home and work environment that you may want to change or may need to change.
Basically, there are 4 questions to ask yourself. What are the benefits of what I'm doing? What are the negative consequences? Can I make the changes I've laid out for myself? And what is everyone around me doing? The last question is important. Will the people you socialize with make it difficult for you to stay healthy?
Here's your first major self-coaching point. Make peace with yourself. When you're too hard on yourself, it actually reduces your chances of success. Focus on how you are improving, not on the mistakes you make.
Moving on to nutrition. This week's pointers focus on how to create a personal nutrition plan. And the first question is, do you need to lose some weight? How much? A vague uneasiness about having to lose weight is not much help. On the contrary, it can cause stress and anxiety. What does help is to be specific. How much do you need to lose?
Science has devised a way to answer that question, the body mass index. In the program packet available around town, you'll find a body mass index chart. Just find your height on the left and your weight on the second line from the top. By following the column where they intersect, you'll know your body mass index. On the following page is a table which tells you what your BMI means and whether or not you have to lose weight.
Remember that charts can never tell the whole story. A large-framed, muscular man will have a higher BMI than normal. The point of all this is to come up with a goal that fits you, your size, whether you're big bones or small boned, your age, and your activity level. But just as an example, say you're on the short side and weigh 170 pounds. The high end of normal for your height and frame is 135 pounds. Your goal should be to lose 35 pounds or more.
Calorie intake is key. To determine how many calories you need to maintain your current weight, multiply your weight times 11. Theoretically, if you weigh 170 pounds, you'll stay that weight if your daily calorie intake is 1,870. The actual number of calories you need, however, depends on how active you are. You need more if you're physically active every day.
If numbers aren't your thing, there's an easy rule of thumb. To lose 1 pound a week, you need to cut your calorie intake by 500 calories per day. The easiest way to achieve that is to cut out sweets, refined carbohydrates like pasta and white bread and greasy foods, and of course soda.
Here's where the food log comes in. If you've been tracking everything you ate last week, you can tell at a glance which foods you can cut. How often did you sneak a treat? Or eat something fried from a deli counter? Or drink a soda? Keep on tracking what you eat and drink. This week, try harder to eliminate the big calorie items.
Equally important is to reduce portion size. This is easier said than done if you're used to loading up your plate. Initially, you will feel deprived. But reducing portion size and not having second helpings pays off. After you've dropped the first few pounds, the feeling of deprivation is not as strong as the satisfaction of knowing you're on your way to a healthier body weight.
Dr. Trevor provides a lot of information in the program on what to eat at which meals. A copy of her book is available at the Kim Yurt Memorial Library, and you can look at her recommendations for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then decide what will work for you.
If you're trying to lose weight and it's not happening, there are usually 3 reasons. 1, portion size are larger than they should be. Two, high-calorie foods have been slipped into the preparation process, which happens in restaurants, fast food chains, and places like that. And three, you're unconsciously nibbling snacks here and there and not counting them.
Okay, next is your personal fitness plan. There are three things to do on a regular basis: cardiovascular exercise, resistance exercise, and stretching. The long-term cardiovascular goals are: 1, to walk at a brisk pace for 30 minutes every day, or do some other moderate intensity aerobic exercise daily, and 2, eventually add 20 to 30 minutes of higher intensity aerobic exercise 3 times a week.
The long-term resistance exercise goals are: 1, 15 minutes of resistance exercise 2 to 3 times a week on non-consecutive days, and 2, if you want to build muscle, increase the duration, frequency, and resistance of these exercises.
The long-term stretching goals are to stretch at least 5 minutes every day. Stretching increases your flexibility. Resistance increases your strength. Details on resistance and stretching routines are provided in the program packet. We will summarize a resistance routine in week 7 and a stretching routine in week 9. But if you want to get started with the resistance and flexibility routines provided in the program packet, feel free.
If you do start the resistance exercises, remember to do them on alternate days. Your muscles need 24 hours to repair themselves after they've been stressed.
Last week, the short-term goal was to start moving and not to worry about how much time you devoted to it. This week, more of a push is suggested. Try to go for the 30 minutes a day. Brisk walking is fine, but go for physical activities that you enjoy or that you can do with a friend.
To pick up a packet of the program materials discussed in the Taking Charge series, go to the Kim Yurton Memorial Library, the Kamau Diabetes Program, the NF Gym Office, the Food Distribution Program, and Humboldt Furniture in downtown Hoopa.
Taking Charge, a program series of health matters, is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Jay Renzulli, Florian McCovey, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.